Call the meeting to order. Members, Representative Coles, we're starting now, please. Thank you.
We've been going on for so long.
I know. I apologize to members for the late start. Constituents come first. Anyway, the situation this morning, members, is we are still continuing the debate and the discussion on which piece of legislation are we on, Representative Hackbarth?
The Chairman, House File 1909.
That's it. I almost forgot since yesterday. House File 1909. And since we members, just for everyone's edification, we are starting at anew. So, Representative Broad, did you want to pick up where you left off?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll offer the DE3 amendment just to get us in back to the place that we were when we adjourned.
The Chair moves House File 1909. Representative Broad offers the DE3 amendment, which hopefully everyone has in their packets from yesterday. If you don't, we'll get you a copy. Representative Mullery.
Mr. Chair, which version of all these numbers we have in front of us are we actually...
Do we
have actually on the floor right now?
Mr. Michael, would you like to clarify exactly where in this process we are so members are clear?
Mr. Chairman, I'll try to do that. What the committee has before it, as I understand, as I recall, and my file shows, we have the committee adopted the DE10 amendment as amended by Representative Atkins' amendment, which is the A11 amendment, Representative Earhart's amendment, the A10 amendment. So those are the three pieces of paper or motions that the committee has adopted. Representative Broad now has a motion before the committee to replace all of those things with the DE3 amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I thought...
Yes.
Okay. One other thing.
Didn't his amendment go on?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Mulberry, that's Representative Earhart's amendment, the A-10 amendment.
Oh, was that?
Yes. And the other thing is that Representative Dill's language was substituted into the DE-14 amendment as well. That's the other piece that I did not mention.
If we would take a moment, members, to do the minutes, then if you read through the minutes from yesterday's meeting, you would have a clear understanding, maybe, if... Representative Abrams, would you be so kind as to move the minutes from the March 21st meeting?
I'll move, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Abrams moves the minutes from the March 21st meeting. And members, if you just want to, we started yesterday. We had the DE-10 amendment, which was in essence a codification, if we want to call it that. It was a compilation of all the work that we had done on the bill to that point. Then Representative Atkins moved the A-11 amendment. That was the amendment which moved us from a tax-neutral position to a sales tax increase of 0.38. Then we adopted... That amendment was adopted. Then Representative Earhart moved the constitutional amendment regarding marriage, and that was adopted. And from that point, that brings us back to where we are at the current time with Representative Broad's DE3 amendment. So, further discussion to the minutes. If not, all those in favor of adopting the minutes from the March 21st meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed?
No.
The minutes are adopted. Okay, members, further discussion to the broad amendment, which would return the bill to the form in which the author had requested the bill be in at the outset of our committee hearing. Representative Dorman.
Has there a roll call been requested, Mr. Chair?
No, there has not.
I'd like to request.
Representative Dorman has requested a roll call vote. Further discussion. Representative Dabney.
Mr. Chair, I think for starters, I have a question for Ms. Templin. If we go over to page 5, looking specifically, I actually have questions for both Ms. Templin and Representative Broad. If we're looking at page 5, lines 20 and 21, section 3 there establishes 22.5% of the receipts be deposited in natural resources funds to be spent on metropolitan parks and trails. And I'm wondering, Ms. Templin, if you can clarify for me what revenues would be available for the use of metropolitan parks and trails at 22.5% of, is this 1/8, I believe, we're back to? Yes.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if I could just have 1 minute, and I will respond to the question.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Davis.
While we give Ms. Templin time to ask questions of Representative Broad.
Certainly.
Representative Broad, I'm still on page 5, but I'm now looking at both lines 5, page 5, lines 18 and 19, and then again lines 22 and 23 that speak to trails in both places. And I'm wondering, particularly given the recent Star Tribune story about illegal trail development by some of the tax-subsidized trail groups in, I think it was the State Forest, would these funds be available for the development of further motorized trails on state lands?
Representative Brown.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think I'll turn that over to Representative Hackbarth for a solid response.
Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Dabney. No, I don't believe these funds would be available for that at all, and we can bring up Parks and Trails Council to speak of that if you'd like. But the trails that I believe you're referring to are off-road vehicle trails. They have a dedicated account. It's a different group of money, a different source of money. This doesn't have anything to do in that regard. We'd have to put in the word motorized trails.
Thank you.
Representative Dorman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know this is a broad amendment, and I know Representative Hackbarth always liked to go to the author or the amendment, the author of the amendment, but I don't know who wants to answer, whether he does or Representative Broad. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious. As I read this and appreciate Representative Dabney pointing it out, says 22% of the 22.5% goes to state parks and trails, and 22.5% to metropolitan parks and trails. I'm wondering about the regional parks. Do they share any of this? Because you know, a lot of the state parks, a lot of the uses by folks who live in the metropolitan area, and our equivalent of, in many areas, the equivalent of a metro park would be our regional parks. So I'm curious what happens to the regional parks in this.
Representative Hackbarth.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Dorman, are we talking about in the legislation that we're working off of now or in a broad amendment? Because I don't think there's anything about parks or trails in the broad amendment.
My apologies then, Mr. Chair. I thought we were working on the DE3.
Could you point out in the DE3 amendment where we're...
It would be, I'm sorry, this was represented to be the same as what you brought in, but maybe that's incorrect.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this looks like current language to me. This doesn't look like new language.
Representative Dorman, I believe what we're talking about, if you're referring to the language on page 5, that's current language, but... So, You have any follow-up, Representative Dorman?
No, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a clarification before the roll call here. So the Krinke Transit change is removed, and the amendment on marriage to put before the voters whether marriage should be limited to the union between one man and one woman is removed, and the arts are removed, and water is removed. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
I believe that's correct, as well as this would return it to existing funds. There would be no tax increase. Representative Mulready.
Mr. Chairman, I'm still trying to... This amendment, then, how is this different from one that we had before us before? Isn't it this...
This amendment would put the bill back to the original form in which the author had requested the bill be in when he first came to the committee some many days ago.
Well, I have a procedural question. I thought you had to. You couldn't go back and do that. Maybe there's procedural experts here. Thought you had to vote them down if you wanted to.
We use logic, not rules.
This Representative Mulready, I mean, are you saying that the amendment isn't properly before the committee, or...
That's what I thought, but...
Representative Broad, since it's your amendment, do you want to respond?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't have the rules in front of me, but it would seem to me that all the other amendments were put onto the original amendment and essentially supplanted it, so it never was voted down. So I guess it wouldn't appear to me that it would be out of order. It's just one other amendment that's being offered. I guess I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, I think that under the rules, the way you're supposed to get back to this is to have voted
in favor.
You're saying it, the motion might more properly be to reconsider the vote on the DE3 amendment. But I think Representative Broad is correct. I mean, the DE3 amendment was adopted. So, as I said, if you move to reconsider it, that would mean that you voted. You don't have to vote on the prevailing side in committee with regard to. I think rather than worrying about parliamentary procedures, we should just be in a matter of saying if you like the way the bill was originally presented to the committee, you vote for it. If you don't like the way the bill was currently brought and you like the work that's been done, then you vote this down. So, I mean, I think we're arguing about semantics and we should just probably discuss it and then vote. So, is there any further discussion? Any further discussion on Representative Broad's motion for the DE3 amendment?
Yep.
Representative Broad.
Mr. Chairman, just to Representative Mulready's point, I think that if we had, say, adopted David's amendment and then you just wanted to pull it back and go back to where we were, that you'd be correct. But where we've added a bunch of other things on, we're not re-voting on the same thing as we voted on before. My limited knowledge of the rules would say that I think is okay, although others here like Representative Abrams might know more. But I think we should just vote and get it over with, too.
Is there anyone in the audience who cares to testify in favor or in opposition to the DE3 amendment? Anyone in the audience? Any further discussion by members? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll. Chair votes no.
Representative Abrams?
Yes.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Atkins?
No.
Representative Bernardi?
No.
Representative Broad?
Yes.
Representative Davids?
No.
Representative Dabney?
No.
Representative De La Forest?
Yes.
Representative Dill?
No.
Representative Dorman?
No.
Representative Earhart?
Yes.
Representative Howes?
No.
Representative Yarrow?
No.
Representative Knobloch?
No.
Representative Coonan?
No.
Representative Cole?
Yes.
Representative Lanning? Representative Lanchesky?
No.
Representative Lesh?
No.
Representative Marquardt?
No.
Representative Mullery?
No.
Representative Nelson?
Yes.
Representative Rukavina?
No.
Representative Steven?
No.
Representative Simpson?
Yes.
Representative Vandeveer?
No.
Representative Westerberg?
Yes.
Representative Zellers?
Yes.
All it takes to make a strange is better film.
There being 9 ayes and 19 nays, the motion is not adopted. Further discussion to the bill.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Yarrow.
I was just wondering, I had an amendment yesterday. I wonder if there are copies. I think the amendments that were adopted are good, but I have the best amendment. I call it the bread and butter amendment.
Okay.
It would say, and it's too bad that we have to, I suppose we do it constitutional, that Minnesota Constitution be amended to provide that no person in the state of Minnesota shall be homeless, hungry, or without health care. You know, arts, I love arts and parks and hunting and fishing, although I'm too lazy to fish. I like eating fish. I think if someone is homeless, hungry, and without, and sick, you know, they can't do those and enjoy those things. And we do have about 400,000 people who are without health care and too many homeless and hungry people. And I think that the state should I have an amendment here. I think I gave it to...
Do you the amendment number. Do you have the amendment number?
It's A-13. I'm sorry.
Okay. Representative Yarrow offers the A-13 amendment. I'm sorry, members, it's not in the packet, so we'll hand it out.
I'm sorry.
We'll give Representative Yarrow just take one moment so members have it in front of them.
And since, Mr. Chairman, since... the bill is already a Christmas tree. This one will really hold it.
Really light it up.
Star on the top of the tree.
Watch it, Rukavina.
A star of David on top of the tree.
That might have been my comment. Mr. Chairman, I think this is more of a Christmas tree farm at this point than a Christmas tree.
Well...
Okay, members, if you have it hopefully in front of you, Representative Yarrow's two-year amendment, the AU-13 amendment.
And Mr. Chairman, there is no financial impact here unless the amendment passes. You know, there's no sense committing money unless in November people, and then we can do it next year. We can appropriate the money next year and follow the Constitution. Mr. Chairman, if I remember correctly, I studied the Constitution about 40 years ago when I became a citizen, and the Constitution says that we're entitled to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I think it doesn't say we're supposed to, at that time, I think happiness was labeled as gay. But now, you know, it means something else. But
I believe the correct verbiage is the pursuit of happiness.
Of happiness, okay.
Doesn't say you have happiness. It just says pursuit. The pursuit.
Okay.
I think we're all in the quest of that. So.
And I think Minnesota Constitution is sort of similar to that. So maybe we should have a roll call on this important amendment. Bread and butter amendment. Yes, it's a bread and butter amendment, too, even though I disagreed with the mass transit provision of
it. Representative Yarros has requested a roll call vote. Further discussion to the A13 amendment. Further discussion? Anyone in the audience care to testify in favor or in opposition to the A13 amendment? Any further discussion by committee members?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rucavina.
I have a position on this. No comment.
Representative Hackbarth has no comment.
Mr. Chairman, I hope this is taken more seriously than I think it's a very serious fundamental issue, and we can fund it next year.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative House.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Representative Yarros, I like what you're doing, kind of. Actually, I have an amendment here in front of me, the right to affordable health care, that I was going to bring forward and put on. You kind of like beat me to the punch a little bit. It's a little different. I think yours is a little more broad than mine is, and I'm going to oppose your amendment. And I was going to talk a little bit about my amendment later, but since your amendment's before us, I can't do that. So I will just say that mine's better than yours, so we can talk about yours. But I'm not going to offer it today, and I'm going to ask you if you would kindly withdraw your amendment, because I've talked to some people that support the amendment I have, and yesterday wanted me to move it forward, today asked me not to for different reasons, but my amendment's a good amendment. The one Representative Earhart did was a good amendment. The one Prinky did was a good amendment. They're all... The arts was a good amendment, but I think it's time that we take the bill that we have right now and just move it forward and send it to government, state government finance, and you can do whatever you want, Representative Yarros, but I really would like if you just withdraw the amendment, we pass the bill out of here, and I'd ask the chairman if he not introduce the two or three he has under his desk that he usually has, and we just move forward, folks, and try to act like civil elected people. I'm done for the day.
Representative Yarros.
Probably just have a poll on the Christmas tree. A better Christmas
tree. Okay. Further discussion? No further discussion. The clerk will call the roll on the A13 amendment. Chair votes no.
Representative Abrams.
No.
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Atkins.
Aye.
Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Representative Broad.
No.
Representative David.
No.
Representative Dabney.
Aye.
Representative De La Forest.
No.
Representative Dill.
No.
Representative Dorman.
No.
Representative Earhart. Representative House.
No.
Representative Yarros.
Aye.
Representative Knobloch.
No.
Representative Koonin.
No.
Representative Coles.
No.
Representative Lanning. Representative Lemchesky.
Yes.
Representative Lush.
Aye.
Representative Marquardt.
No.
Representative Mallory. Yes. Representative Nelson.
No.
Representative Rukavina.
Yes.
Representative Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Simpson.
No.
Representative Vandeveer.
No.
Representative Westerberg.
No.
Representative Zellers.
Nope.
There being 10 ayes and 17 nays, the motion is not adopted. Further amendments? Representative Mallory.
The DE-15.
Okay. Representative Mallory offers the, I'm sorry, the DE-15 amendment. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Members, that if you kept the packet from yesterday, it should be in your packet. If not, please raise your hand and the page will get you a copy. Representative Mullery, to your amendment.
No, it's 15. It's DE-15.
DE-15 amendment, members. So, Representative Mullery.
Mr. Chairman, what this does is it retains the Heritage and Enhancement Fund, the Parks and Trails Fund, the Clean Water Fund. These are all related to the environment in some way, or general structure and infrastructure in the state, etc. And that's what the people were voting on when they set up the lottery. Now, part is dedicated, 40% already specifically, but the rest was never intended to go to the general fund, not just another way to do that. And this would take that money that we've just used for everything, completely unrelated to what the people were told originally when we were voting on the lottery, and this would dedicate it to those three parts that are already in the bill that's in front of us at the present time. But this is a better way to get at it than to dedicate part of either your general income tax or your general sales tax. That's the way states get into trouble, is starting to dedicate different parts of those general taxes. And for instance, Representative Hackbar said he liked it because it was in Missouri. That's where he got the idea. Well, Missouri dedicates their general income tax, a large portion to schools, a large portion of their sales tax is dedicated directly to schools and to local government, things like that. I see no reason why we shouldn't be doing that if we're going to start dedicating our general funds, whereas I think what we do here is appropriate and what is what the lottery was intended for.
Representative Marquardt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. A question for the author of the amendment. Does this retain the 80-20 amendment and the marriage amendment?
No, it doesn't.
So this would take that out?
This deletes everything.
Thank you.
Further discussion to the DE-15 amendment, Representative Mullery's amendment. Further discussion? Anyone in the audience who cares to testify in favor or in opposition to the DE-15 amendment? Seeing none, further discussion by members of Representative Polls.
Mr. Chair, I'm just trying to understand the amendment. Representative Mullery, are you taking out the constitutional question? Because it's the amendment says delete everything after the enacting clause and insert, and I don't see the constitutional question here. So are you intending to take that out? And so we're getting rid of the whole concept of the constitutional question and dedicating a portion to Fish and Wildlife, just so I understand?
Yes, we're... I think exactly what you said. A portion to Fish and Wildlife, a portion to parks, and a portion to clean water.
Representative Dorman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mullery. Can you tell me what else... I've heard different versions of what people thought they were voting on when they put the lottery in. Was 100% of that supposed to go into Fish and Wildlife?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dorman, no, it was 40% was specifically dedicated in a certain way to the environment. The other was supposed to go into a kind of a much more vague thing. It was for infrastructure, it was for Greater Minnesota Corporation. There was various things that were talked about at the time, but it was close to this, and a lot of people, what got played out was that this was for the environment when the ads came out. So that's what people were voting on.
Representative Dorman.
So I didn't see it in here, but so the Greater Minnesota Corporation, you're not bringing that back or something, Representative Mullery?
Representative Mullery?
I'm sorry.
Representative Gorman, you want to restate your question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Mullery, I was just wondering if the Greater Minnesota Corporation was reconstituted in here or no. It's going to continue to get zero.
No. And Mr. Chairman and Representative Dorman, it wasn't specifically, that was talked about at the time of the sale, the Greater Minnesota Corporation. It wasn't dedicated.
Further discussion to the DE 15 amendment. Further discussion. If no further discussion, all those in favor of the DE 15 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed?
No.
The motion does not prevail. Further discussion to House File 1909.
Yes, ma'am.
Slightly. Any further discussion? Any Representative Abrams requests a roll call vote? Any one in the audience at this point care to testify in favor or in opposition to House File 1909 as amended? Okay, members, just to clarify again, the motion before us is recommend that House File 1909, as amended, be recommended pass and re-referred to the State Government Finance Committee. So, roll call has been requested. There's no further discussion. The clerk will take the roll. Chair votes aye.
Representative Abrams.
No.
Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Atkins.
Aye.
Representative Bernardi.
No.
Representative Broad. Representative Davids.
Yes.
Representative Dabney.
No.
Representative De La Force.
Yes.
Representative Dill.
Aye.
Representative Drummond.
Yes.
Representative Earhart. Representative House.
Yes.
Representative Yaros.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Need a coin?
Okay, I'll just let me, I'm old, you know. Give me a little time.
Okay. Representative Knobloch.
Yes.
Representative Coonan.
Yes.
Representative Coles.
Yes.
Representative Lanning. Mm-hmm. Representative Winchesky.
Yes.
Representative Lush.
No.
Representative Marquardt.
Yes.
Representative Mallory.
No.
Representative Nelson.
Yes.
Representative Rukavina.
Yes.
Representative Stephen.
No.
Representative Simpson.
Yes.
Representative Vandeveer.
Yes.
Representative Westerberg.
Yes.
Representative Zellers. No. Representative Jarrell.
Yes.
I think it was a no.
So did both you and 50 have some today? You chose Texas and marriage?
Clean water, clean arts, clean marriage.
Yeah. You voted yes.
Sorry. The there being 18 ayes and 8 nays, the motion does prevail and the bill is re-referred to the Committee on State Government Finance.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for your time and members.
They're all come back now.
Members, I just have one announcement. We have received copies of the tax expenditure report, so from the Department of Revenue, the 2006 tax expenditure report. So if you'd like a copy of that, please come to my office to get a copy. We'll reconvene the tax committee next week. Meeting adjourned.